Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Paul, I'm absolutely delighted to have you back. It's a long time since I have actually seen you, let alone spoken to you. And we have missed you on Saturday Live.
That's great to hear.
But that's not to say that you and everybody at Windy Ridge Garden Centre hasn't been busy. You've been very busy. And in fact, you're expanding now.
No, it's been incredibly... The lockdown has really encouraged people to go back into their gardening. So for us, it's been an amazing time just to get people interested in gardening and get them interested in plants and get them really back out into the garden. So, because it's such good thing for mental health.
Absolutely.
The sense of satisfaction of getting something done in your garden is really rewarding.
And watching something grow.
Exactly, 100%. Like to put bulbs down now and see them come up in springtime and then flower later on in the season and then die back again and come again, which it's just the circle of life thing.
Yeah,
it is
yeah.
amazing.
And you even feel you're a part. I know from my own experience, because I mean, I don't know anything about gardening, but I've tried. And there is something lovely when you plant a bulb and then already I can see the bulbs
coming
through.
It encourages people, and it's always the first sign of spring. It's the first sign of hope.
Yes.
It feels like everything is getting better again. The days are getting longer and stuff like that.
It does.
So it's great.
And tell me about the new property that you've bought.
So up in Cherrywood, we bought 4 acres. It's the old Lahonstown House Park sort of area. So it's 4 acres in Wald. And we're really, really excited because we're going to be sitting in the heart of Cherrywood. We're going to bring a sort of a food element along with our garden and stay true to the garden centre side of things. But it'll probably take us about 2 years to get it up and running. But it's something that we're going to work on. And I think anyone that's been out to Windy Ridge on Rochestown Avenue, they're really going to see that brought that kind of style and look to something really amazing. We hope to put it together in about 2 years and to open up there when all the houses and everything else is opening up there. So
no doubt we'll be talking about it again, because those 2 years are going to fly by. All right, well, let's talk about now this year, because we are at a time of year now where I suppose the garden kind of goes to sleep, doesn't it?
It does a little bit, yeah. But there's still plenty of colour. I brought in hellebores here and they flare now at this time of the year. We've Saracaca, which is a beautiful scented flowering plant, which is an evergreen dark green. And then if you're looking for colour at your front door, the cyclamen, you can't beat them. They're the little white and the little red guys here.
Yes.
I have brought in, and you can get them in pink and other colours, but red really is the colour at Christmas time.
And the cyclamen, I mean, they come back, don't they? Well, mine did anyway, because I thought it was dead last year, and then all of a sudden about a week ago I looked at it because I just left it out in the backyard.
They,
like, oh my gosh,
they do. You're right, they're a perennial. They never come back quite as good as the flowering, but you're right, they do come back. And they like slightly like drier conditions, not too wet, but they're beautiful, and to get them into pots at your front door and just brighten up the front of the door is great.
Absolutely. And what's this little one there? Describe that to us.
So the red berries are always what people are looking for at Christmas time. You've got the likes of the skimmias, which are beautiful. There is a male and a female, and some of them are self-pollinating and some of them need a female to pollinate. So it's always the female that has the really bright berries on it. But I've brought in a really small one, which is great for pots, which is Galtieria. Lovely red berries on it. The other thing I brought in is ferns. Evergreen ferns are amazing. They look great with like the white cyclamen, very contemporary look on a window box, and then pop in a couple of like say daffodils, and you can even bring in some of the scented ones, which will be gorgeous. Or if you want the really small ones, it would be the yellow tête-à-tête.
Okay.
And that will just give you a sort of a lift, and you can see them coming through the others.
Well, these like the ones that you brought in here, the cyclamen, and will they last throughout the winter?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, they're going to last really strong. Cyclamen, obviously, if we get heavy snows or something, they sort of go off, but a general winter, you're going to have cyclamen flowering until late April.
Okay, and one question now for anybody who's like looking at the garden at the moment, because we are coming into winter and the frost and everything, and is there anything that people should specifically be doing now? Because a lot of the time that the garden will take care of itself, won't it? It'll kind of shut down.
Well, at the moment it's sort of cleaning up the leaves, getting your piles of leaves up. If you have an area at the back of the garden, compost them, because they're super compost to put back into the garden later. Watch out for really heavy ferns if you have any of the Dicksonian tree ferns. Generally they're fine unless we get those really low temperatures of -5 or -10 degrees. They've become really popular. They're sort of the long stems with the beautiful fawns on the top of them. But no, like roses would have been cut back by now, sort of November time. So mainly it's just cleaning up the garden, getting in the bulbs. Even if you haven't got in the bulbs, you could still put in some daffodil bulbs.
And even now,
yeah. Even now you'll find they'll come up and they're amazing. Daffodils are so rewarding because they come back year after year, and oftentimes if they like the conditions, they'll actually multiply. So that's why you see those verges of daffodils. They're so cheerful just in the springtime.
Yes, absolutely. Great. Okay, excellent. Now let's come to Christmas, because this is the time obviously when so many people are choosing a Christmas tree. Yeah. And I think the one that we probably all want to avoid is the one where the needles drop.
Yeah. Generally, the deciduous ones are the really needle drop ones are gone anymore. The three ones that we do Fraser, we do Nobilis, and we do Nordman. When the Nordman probably be the most popular because it's got the best shape. The Nobilis would probably be the stronger smelling one if you want that in your house. And we do a huge range. So the way it works in Mini Ridge, we put them all up on stands and you're kind of walking in and out of a forest. We put up nearly 1,000 Christmas trees, so you really can pick from anywhere and all the different sizes, like from 5 feet to 15 feet. But one thing I would say, if you really want to bring out the smell, Nobilis, leave it out in the rain maybe for a day or two beforehand. Really brings out the strong smell in it. Also put a bit of water in the base of it, that can be good. Mm-hmm. They say 7-Up will bring out the smell because it's sort of starching. But if you want one of the fuller, more Nordman ones, you can add some cinnamon cones, and you can put the drops and just put them under the tree, and that will also give that lovely smell in the garden.
That's a good idea. Yes. And those cones that you brought in, I mean, they're lovely to just have in a bowl as
100%,
aren't they?
Yeah. And the key is just to buy the little drops with them, because oftentimes the smell will go, and all it takes is a couple of little drops and you have the smell strong back again.
Yeah, it's just so lovely. And I see you've also brought in lights.
Yeah, so I've just brought in two packs that everyone knows about. Warm White would be generally my favourite. You've got a Classic White, which would be slightly a little oranger, and then Cool White is sort of not as popular, would be the bluer light. These ones are particularly good that I brought in. They're connectables. So that what means is you buy a plug and you buy one set, and then as many sets as you want, you can add on. And also when you're tidying up afterwards, it's a lot easier.
But you need an outside plug for these, though.
Generally, these have a 10-metre plug. So if you have a plug inside, the cable will go out maybe through the window or something like that.
Okay.
If you don't. Also, you can buy an extension lead, and you can buy a box, a sealed box to put outside. And if you don't have a plug, there's battery ones. And the battery ones now are cool because, say, it comes 4 o'clock, you turn it on once, it stays on for 6 hours, so say till 10 o'clock, and then goes off and comes on exactly the same time the following night. But so you only have to do it once.
Yeah, but what about, say, with bad weather and batteries?
The boxes are sealed, but I would say if you're putting up Christmas lights, do take them down in January, February, store them away, don't leave them up all year round, because often people do is they put the Christmas tree lights up and they think, okay, I'll leave them on the tree all year round and then I'll try to turn them on the next year. And they just won't last as long. You'll get a lot longer if you just take them down and bring them back in.
I did that. I actually did that this year. I left them up and then I went to put them on, and half of them worked and half of them didn't. And
yeah, and also like you're cutting trees and you're cut wires, and you're just much better off getting them all up, cleaning them up, put them even in the hot press when you bring them in, just give them a dry out and then store them away and then put them up the following year. And you'll get 5 or 6 years out of them that way versus maybe 1 or 2 years if you leave them on the tree.
Okay. And one more question for anybody who likes the whole holly thing for Christmas. Yep. How do you get it to last?
Well, holly branches would generally be a little bit stronger, and the same with the Nobilis branches. Those kind of things would be better at lasting. Like you could get oasis and stick it into oasis, but in general, the holly branches will last, but only put them up maybe 2 or 3 weeks before Christmas. Now would be a bit early. Maybe by the following weekend to get everything in would be fine.
All right, so lovely. Paul, just a pleasure to have you back. Paul Harvey from Windy Ridge Nurseries on the Rochestown Road in Dunleary. Thank you so much for coming in. And I'm going to assume that your house, because your wife is just an absolutely incredible floral designer and plant designer, so I'm going to assume that your house must be fantastic.
Yeah, well, we start decorating and I think it takes over a week before we're finished. And I'm up and down a ladder. I'm just doing what I'm told.
But the neighbours must all come. Can we just come and see what you've done? It must be absolutely fantastic. It's a pleasure, a joy to have
you
back on with us.
And I have a little giveaway if you want.
Excellent.
So if anyone comes in and said they were listening to us, we have a bag of bulbs to give away to anyone that was listening to the show today.
Lovely. And remember, it is not too late to plant your bulbs yet. So that's all at Windy Ridge Nurseries on the Rochestown Road in Dunleary. Paul, thank you very much.
No problem.